good day, listeners. My name is Taylor McClure, and thank you all for tuning in to CIDI's daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. We always appreciate your ear. On today's episode, I speak with Andrew Richards, who is a resident in the town of Sutton, all about his turtle crossing project that he submitted as a part of the participatory budget process coordinated by the municipality. Andrew speaks to us all about this turtle crossing project, what it will look like, and how he hopes to see the project play out within the municipality. Andrew, thank you so much for inviting CIDI down to your home today to chat about your turtle crossing project, which is, of course, is a part of the participatory budget process that was coordinated by the town of Sutton here. I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us.
Well, thank you very much, Taylor. It's great to have you here and very much appreciate CIDI and the value to the community that they bring. It's great to have you here. Thanks for showing an interest in Sutton and its turtles.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure. So, like I mentioned, Andrew, we're here today to speak on the turtle crossing project that you submitted as a part of the participatory budget, and you were one of the projects that were chosen to bring to life here in the municipality. And I wanted to start off by asking you, how this idea for a turtle crossing came about exactly, and what kind of sparked the idea behind this project.
Okay, you promised not to laugh, but it was started by a guy in some bushes. You laughed. Okay. But there you go. And that's the truth of it. It was years ago when we moved to Sutton and we were building the house here. I saw a guy moving around in the bushes, and I was kind of curious about that. So I went over and had a chat with him, friendly chat. It was nice. And as it turned out, the guy who I was speaking with was a turtle researcher, and he was here to study wood turtles in Sutton. That was getting close to 20 years ago. So as a consequence of that, he explained about the wood turtles. He asked if I knew. I said, no, there are turtles. Wow. And he said, oh, and wood turtles? Well, even more. Wow. But he did explain that why he was there was because there was this endangered turtle, why it was endangered. As a result of that, when he finished the study, he sent that to us, which gave me a lot of information about turtles and the wood turtle in particular. And that sort of sparked an awareness. And after that, I used to just keep an eye out for them. And actually what I discovered is you can't really avoid them here. The turtles are often crossing the property here. Probably about a dozen times a year I would see them, and I'm not always, that's not particularly looking out for them. That's just coming across turtles. There are many varieties as well. That's in this particular area. See a lot of snappers coming through, the big guys, and they just mow down paths. They're easy to see and find. They make paths through everything, as you might know. But every now and again, and there are a couple of ponds nearby, I will see a little guy here and there, and I got sort of curious about those. And, as it turned out, from time to time, I'd see the wood turtles, which, they're kind of an interesting little turtle, about 10 inches long. You can identify them with, they have orange legs and arms, best to describe it as that. And their back on their shells, they have ridges that look almost like about a dozen seashells on their backs. Those bumps on their backs are sort of pyramid in shape, but they have rings on them, and those rings are actually, as I understand it, are the age of the turtle. There's a variety of turtles here, and that's where this project all started from. We're here at the southern end of Alderbrook Road. At the end of the road here, there's a curve in the road, and on this particular curve, there's a couple of things that are special about this curve. One is that the curve is only about 50 to 100 meters from the river at this particular point. And another special thing about this is that it's right where the Alderbrook River meets both the 139 Highway and the Sutton River. And probably as a consequence of those two things, there are also a lot of turtles that decide to that they're better off following the river along its bank rather than continuing down. There's often, at this particular point, there are often turtles that cross the road. Now, by often, I mean maybe one a week or something like this. You will see one a week or something like this, but a higher frequency than perhaps other sections of the road. Another way I got alerted to turtles was that We live very close to this curve in the road, and at least once a summer, someone will come up frantically knocking on the door and go, "Help, help, there's a turtle, what do I do?" And invariably I go down, and they have, thankfully, they've parked in front of it, they've put their hazard lights on. You know, and if it's a snapper, they may have tried to pick it up and learnt maybe that's not a good idea. So generally I'll wander down with them, and together we'll shepherd is the best way of moving the turtle across the road. Just look in the direction it's going in. It wants to go in, and you generally just walk behind it, and it'll walk across the road in reasonable time. It's actually one of the important things when you're helping turtles across the road like that is to be aware of the chance that you're going to get run over and not the turtle.
Yes.
So again, on this curve of the road, if a car comes quickly, it's, first of all, it's very hard to see a small turtle. He might just be, you know, a quarter of a way out into the road. But it's also possible that there's a car around the corner that has stopped, or somebody there shepherding a turtle across the road. So in both those cases, it's worth making people aware that there are turtles crossing, and possibly people helping them cross the road at that point. I go back 2 years ago, there were two wood turtles. They were going across the road about the same time, same place. And so I shepherded those two across, and they were kind of fun to watch them go across. They sort of waddle across the road, and they actually spent the best part of 2 days waddling up through the fields around our house. And I just followed them up, and they actually went up into the pond up behind us here. If we come back to last year, again there I saw two turtles on the road, and as I got close I recognized that, you know, the orange flash, it's a wood turtle. They're two wood turtles. And I went to shepherd them, and I noticed one wasn't moving, and then I looked closer and its shell had been broken. Unfortunately, that's exactly what had happened, is that a car had come around the corner and unknowingly, I would guess, had not seen the turtle and run over the turtle. So he didn't make it, more likely she didn't make it. Because if we go back to the wood turtles for a moment, what tends to happen is around May and June, they go looking for partners. And around June, they go and nest. And they generally nest within about 200 meters, 300 meters of the river. So that was about the time probably when the females had probably bred and were moving to go and nest. And so that made me think, if only we could let people know she was a female, she would probably have laid, say, on average about a dozen eggs. And that would have been about 12 more turtles that would have made it had she made it across the road. That's the long version of the genesis of the story.
So you really just wanted to make people aware and to have a safe area for them to be able to cross, because it seems to be like a popular hotspot for them, essentially.
That's right. Yeah, in this case, right here, there's a wood turtle population. That's why the guy was in the bushes all those years ago. And it's been studied, you know, I haven't got the latest results on it, but there have been teams here. They're now tracking the turtles. They have trackers on them and they're up, but they're watching the populations migrating up from the river and around the river. They're watching, you know, several turtle populations here.
From my understanding, but before we started the interview, you were showing me a presentation that you're actually preparing to show to Sutton Elementary. Yeah. And from my understanding, the wood turtle is actually, from my understanding, a threatened species from what you were saying.
That's
as well.
Right. Yeah, that's right. One of the reasons that the wood turtle is threatened is because of how it lives. It spends, unlike a lot of other turtles that spend a lot of time in water, the wood turtle spends a lot of time on land. It's viewed as a terrestrial turtle. Unfortunately, what that's mean, particularly with agriculture, but development, is especially around waterways, the turtle, it was doing okay for a while on farms. It likes to go in and nest in fields. But haymaking equipment used to cut at about 4 inches high because fields were not so level and there were rocks and they didn't like to break their equipment. But fast forward to today and fields are, they've been developed and the equipment is more sophisticated so that hay and crops can be cut down to say 1 inch off the ground. And unfortunately that difference has been disastrous for wood turtle population. And so what has happened is that the not only have the numbers dropped, But the continuity of the populations over geographic regions has been fractured. It's been broken up. And as it turns out, one of the pockets of wood turtle population in Quebec, one of the few remaining pockets, is around the Sutton and the Sutton area. So you're right, the wood turtle is, because of all these reasons, is designated as threatened.
Yeah, so considering their population, it's mostly concentrated here now, it's important to kind of think of these types of initiatives.
Yeah.
And what do these crossings typically look like? I've never actually seen a turtle crossing from what I remember. You know, what will yours look like? Are you able to describe this a little bit for us?
Sure. Well, I could start by saying the response to the turtle crossing has been fantastic. The interest in it and what have you. And also the way that it often makes people laugh. A lot of people are expecting yellow painted stripes across the road. and that's not what the turtle crossing is about here. What it'll be is simply that we'll put signs that show a turtle, like you would see children crossing or children at play, at either end of the curve in the road. Down in at the southern end of Alderbrook Road, and there's actually now a standard road sign for turtles, and it's a yellow sign with a pictogram of a turtle on it. That will alert people to the fact that there are turtles in this particular area, that you'll find them there between May and October. That's one aspect of the project where we're considering as well. Perhaps a lower speed limit over a 250-meter section of the road. We're not sure if that will happen. The third aspect of it, apart from a reduced speed limit potentially, is that the town of Sutton is putting a link on the town website so people can get information. You can go and see the different kinds of turtles and find information on what to do if you find a turtle. Whether that's crossing the road, it's alive, or it's injured. There are a couple of organizations in Quebec who are tracking turtle sightings, and they use that information to build up populations of turtles, such as the wood turtle. So the town will have this added to their website as well. Another aspect, one more aspect of the project is, this was a great thing about the participatory budget. We had a workshop where all the projects came and we got together and we looked at one another's projects and made suggestions and asked questions and things like this. And anyway, through this process, someone else, of course, puts their hand up and goes, "Oh, I've got a turtle nesting area on my property." This was on Western Road in the middle of Sutton. And so that's another area that we're going to have a look at. I don't know that that will be a crossing. I think it will be marked as a turtle nesting area, because often the turtles will come back to the same area each year. So it'll be marked as a turtle nesting area. So, you know, it's a please, if you can, don't disturb. You know, realize there are little babies going to come out of there in a few months, and that's it. So I could see a couple of things going on with the project. One is the signs are not just there to alert about this particularly sensitive area at the southern end of Alderbrook. I've been amazed that with the enthusiasm and the way that Sutton's got behind this. It's really generated a lot of conversations about turtles. Some people are aware in Sutton of turtles, but very few people are aware of the threatened status of the wood turtle that's here in Sutton. So the conversations that are going on around it are generating a lot of the right kind of interest and awareness, if you like. And that's a big part of it, because it's not just those signs don't just help the turtles on the road here at the end of Alderbrook. They also remind farmers when they're passing through to be careful in the fields, and for people in the backyards to be aware if you're cutting your grass or if you're driving up your driveway. That if you see, you know, to be aware that the turtles are out between May and September. So another aspect I see coming out of this project that already seems to be happening with the Western is that I'm sure other people in the area have stretches of road that are particularly sensitive, and I think with the town's involvement, which has been fantastic for this, and given the work that they do on roads, that we have this opportunity to identify and protect the high turtle population areas, if you like, high sensitivity areas for turtles, and to help do what we can to help build up the population of turtles, and particularly wood turtles.
Yeah, so maybe a little expand into other areas of the village, and
it seems to be happening already. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's really great to hear. Now, Andrew, like I mentioned, and like you've mentioned, this project is a part of the participatory budget that was coordinated by the town of Sutton here. And from my understanding, the municipality actually put more financing towards the participatory budget to have the turtle crossing. So it must have been quite fantastic to hear that news that your project was one of those chosen ones.
It was, yeah. And as I say, I'm very happy for, you know, more than myself, but for Sutton and for the and for the wood turtle, the threatened wood turtles population. Yeah. And it was great of the participatory budget in the town to make that accommodation. For me also, to see the level of interest, because there was not a lot of vote difference between the first place project, which was a dog park, and the second one, which was the turtle project. But to see that level of interest from people in Sutton, and you mentioned that I'm going to have be talking at the elementary school, and this is part of to close the loop with them, so to speak, at the school, because the kids at the school, some of them were involved in the process from the beginning, and the voting age for the participatory project was 10 years and up. And so this is a class that actually voted.
Okay.
And so it's going to be fun to go back with them and talk a bit about the turtles and the turtle project and the participatory budget, and congratulate them for being at the grand old age of 10, being such fine citizens, you know, involved in municipal affairs already. So.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about participating in the participatory budget. How was that experience?
I found it to be a really well run experience. Well, you know, the whole initiative was extremely well executed. So I give kudos to Sylvie Gregoire, who headed the team, as well as the entire team that she had together. They all worked very tirelessly on and very effectively on it, in terms of putting in projects and going through the process. It was, I thought it was really well done. Had this strange effect of bringing citizens together in a positive conversation about municipal affairs. It was really quite something to watch people collaborating. The level of collaboration on it was quite something to behold. And that was a surprise for me in the participatory budget. I like the idea that citizens are deciding what they in particular would like for the community that it maybe doesn't already have. But the other aspect to it that I think is quite something is the way that it's a device that pulls communities together. That I'd really underestimated or not been aware of that impact. It's been extremely good for the community to have a municipal activity. You know, sometimes I go to council meetings and they can get a little testy from time to time,
yes,
you know,
can.
And people have their bones that they want to chew on and things in council meetings. And so it was really nice to go into something involving the town that was so collaborative and such a cross section. I think the youngest person on the participatory project, I think he was around 10 or 11 years old,
wow.
A young student, and he's put together a very good project for a ping pong table, a permanent outdoor ping pong table, which I still think is a great idea. I hope he brings it back next year.
Well, that's lovely. I'm hoping to see other municipalities do something like that as well around here. I think that would be great. To get citizens involved. Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Andrew, about the Turtle Crossing project and about participating in the participatory budget. But please feel free to mention anything else about the project that maybe I didn't touch on in my questions that you think would be important for people to be aware of.
You came in and you said you didn't know what kind of, you said you'd heard of snapping turtles, and
yeah.
I have here four pictures of turtles. And this is, don't tell the kids at the school tomorrow, because this is going to be their quiz. Okay, so you want to try? There are four pictures here.
Yes. So this is the snapping turtle.
That's right.
That's the small snapping turtle. Yeah,
correct.
That's the painted turtle.
All right.
Painted wood turtle, I guess.
Very
I should
good.
Say. And the wood turtle, which is the one that we've been discussing throughout the conversation.
You are now an official turtle expert. Well done. Now, don't give the kids the answer because this is going to be their quiz tomorrow.
I promise I won't. Thank you so much again, Andrew, for joining us. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Taylor. Great to have you here.
Stay tuned to tomorrow's episode where CIDI also has the chance to speak with Chantal Lavigne, also submitted a project for the participatory budget, to have a dog park here in Sutton. She and Andrew were the two chosen projects. So we caught up with Chantal, and we also caught up with Sylvie Gregoire from the town of Sutton. So stay tuned for that.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.